Welcome, everyone, to Heartbeat Theater. This is the sound of trouble. It will strike relentlessly, with unerring accuracy, at all men everywhere in the world sometime in their life. To meet this challenge, wherever it strikes, whatever its nature, an ever-vigilant corps of men and women stand ready to do battle, the soldiers of the Salvation Army, with heart to God and hand to man. From Hollywood, the Salvation Army presents Heartbeat Theater, stories of the widespread, vital, and necessary work of the dedicated men and women of this worldwide organization. This is your host, C.P. McGregor, inviting you to be our guest for the next half hour. To those of us fortunate enough to have been born in the United States, our citizenship is taken more or less for granted. But for those who come here by choice from foreign lands, working and studying to attain this status, it's a cherished prize. The Salvation Army has helped many of these people, and one of them was Pepe Dominguez. We hear his story, Every Day's the Fourth of July, written by Virginia Safford Glynn, and starring Charles Dugdale as Pepe. Here's Act One.
Reed, can I speak to you confidential a minute?
Why, of course, Sam. You and I have been working out your kitchen problems for... How long have you been with it?
It's 10 years here at the Men's Social Service Center and 7 in the kitchen.
And a good job you've done, too.
Many thanks, Captain. But now I've got to be a squealer.
Hmm?
We're losing too much food.
You mean someone's stealing it?
Someone's burning it up. He's been a real good helper, even if his nose is always buried in a book up to the last 4 or 5 weeks. But he goes to sleep all the time. Every day, something's burned up. Like this afternoon. Potatoes cooking to mash for dinner, see? And I'm chopping cabbage for coleslaw.
Mm-hmm.
I go to get some bowls, and you know how you can be right by something burning and don't smell it till you get some distance off?
Yeah.
Well, I jump back to the stove too late. There he is, sitting at the table, head on his book, sound asleep. So I boiled rice for dinner tonight. I sure hate to squeal, but you can see how I got him.
But Sam, who is this? Not Pepe Dominguez.
Yep. The Canario from the Canary Islands. Captain, ever since I come here, I've been trying to follow the teachings of the Salvation Army and help my fellow men. But this Canario sure ain't doing much for his hungry fellow men.
Well, Pepe has been a puzzle. When he first came to us, he had no trade, so we put him on one of our pickup trucks. But he let so many things fall off the back and get broken, we switched him to our repair shop. And that was so disastrous, we transferred him to the dining room.
Yeah. And he busted so much crockery, you put him in my kitchen.
Yes, he asked for that, Sam. He said he did know how to cook.
Sure, when he wants to. But something's come over him. Maybe he thinks he's too good for the job or something.
Nah, Sam, don't say that.
But he ain't one of them peons. Never talks about it. But what he has let out gives me the notion his folks was big shots back there in Spain, as he calls it. Maybe Spanish dons or something.
Yeah, but you know that it never matters whether someone was a big shot or a little shot when they come to us. For all Pepe's mistakes, he's so eager and well-meaning, attends all our services, and he knows that here at the center we're all equal. Sam, do you know what kind of books these are that he reads all the time?
Oh, real deep stuff. History, government, all that stuff.
Well, it's commendable. Have you tried talking to him?
Sure. I said 1,000 times. What's the matter with you?
Well, why don't you send him in to me? Let me find out what the trouble is.
Thanks a million, Captain. Now I better get back to the kitchen before he burns up all the rice.
Senor Capitan, now you fire me?
No, no, Pepe. We don't fire anyone here at the center. We just try to find a department where they'll be happier.
But I happy in kitchen. I very good cook. Many time in Canary Island I prepare la comida for my familia. It is what you call a hobby. Cook, one thing I can do.
I'm glad we've helped you, Pepe. But tell me, why did you come here to America in the first place? The Canary Islands must be a very beautiful place.
Ah, si, the scenery, the climate, magnifico. But no industry, no manufacture, no work. Everything import. So I say to my mother and my father and my novia Dolores, that my girlfriend, I say, I go to Los Estados Unidos and become rich, then send for you, we marry and all share happiness. But when I arrive, mucho different.
Yes, with the small salary we're able to pay, you couldn't possibly save enough to bring them here.
Oh, please not think I ungratitude for small salary. Mucho appreciation. And now that I have citizen papers, maybe everything better.
Or you have your citizenship papers?
No, senor. The paper to file petition. Now I am legible. I enter your country 5 years before. You have given good job, and I not earn living by crime or gamble. Now the time is here. The forms arrive for me to fill, and so I study to be ready for examination before I file a petition with clerk.
Well, but why don't you fill out the petition?
Well, me afraid. I study pamphlets and instructions and not understand if I am form N-400, N-405, or N-300. If write paper wrong, then I am ruins.
Pepe, is all this hard studying you've been doubling up on the reason you've let our dinners burn up?
Si, senor capitan. I cannot help. All night and day, too, I study. Go to sleep anytime. But soon, maybe finish. And then not burn food some more.
But will you tell me why you didn't let us know about this so we could have been helping you? We've helped many people become citizens.
Oh? I not know this thing. I not tell because I ashamed. Maybe someone make fun. It embarrassment not be citizen like everyone.
A great many people weren't born in this country, Pepe. They came here just like you because they wanted to be citizens. It's something to be proud of. Well, now that we know, we're all going to pitch in and help you to become one of us.
Senor, muchas gracias. With the help, maybe now I pass examining.
Of course you will. You're part of God, Pepe, and prayer accomplishes many wonders.
I know. I think I lose a little faith because I'm strange and alone.
No, when you have faith in God, you're never alone. Well, now, Pepe, when you finish in the kitchen, you bring all your papers and instructions to our quarters, and my wife and I'll help you.
Senor Capitan, you saved my life. I am there pronto.
Hey, Canario, hurry up and get busy. Your dinner will be mucho late.
Sam, el señor capitán just tell me you sign affidavit for second witness.
Sure, why not? Yeah, get your apron on and start slicing them tomatoes.
Si, pronto. Sam, you have good heart.
Yeah, if you wasn't some kind of a nut and would have told me why you was reading all them books, I could have been drilling you long before this. I even thought you was too big for your britches.
No comprendo.
Yeah, just as well. I ain't too proud for thinking that. You and me come here to the social center to work for the good Lord. He's been mighty good to me. But I sure done some backsliding the way I treated you. Clean forgot about helping my fellow men.
No. Always you have kindness and mucho help for me.
Yeah, you're a real swell not to hold it against me. I was born here in this country, but I didn't really get it through my thick head. It was something pretty special until you come here. All the way from the Canary Islands. Because this is such a real great country. Sort of made me stop and think. By golly, it sure is. So you done plenty for me too, kiddo.
That give me even more happiness.
We citizens sure be glad to have you aboard. Now, let's open up them books and get on with these here questions. Can't tell how soon you may be notified. By cracky, you'll be ready. Or my name ain't Alfonso McGillicuddy.
That your true name?
That's why they call me Sam. Now, let me see. Where'd we leave off?
The parsnips will not burn themselves.
Oh, no. Plenty of water. Okay, now, who is the first president?
George Washington.
Right. Now, why did we have the revolution?
Oh, I not watch and slice finger for tomato.
Wait, hold the phone. Let me get a Band-Aid.
Que lastima. Always I make mistake.
I'm afraid what happened when I appeal for examination.
Ah, you're doing real swell. Now, hold out your finger. Now, there. Your finger okay?
Bueno, gracias.
Okie doke. Now, back to the questions. Why'd we have the revolution?
Representation without taxation.
You got it. Hindsight, too. Turn it around.
Oh, see, see. Taxation without representation.
Right, oh. Now, don't you worry about getting your first papers.
First and second papers all at the same time now.
Well, sure, that's, sure, you know, as you say. Now, let's try some of this government stuff. Our three branches of government.
Legislative, execution...
Hold it. Executive.
Oh, see, see. Executive and judicial. It's because I get very nervous for fear I say wrong. So I say wrong.
Yeah, I'd be nervous too, I guess.
Someday, I'd be smart like you.
I got it right here in the book. Now, let's move on to...
Sam, something burns itself.
Huh? Oh, my parsnips.
Oh, burnt to a crisp.
Oh, Sam, you helped me and not notice. My fault.
What's a few parsnips when we're getting ourselves a brand new citizen? So, we open up a couple of cans of corn.
That was Act One of Every Day's the 4th of July, starring Charles Dugdale as Pepe. A touch of common sense, a pinch of decency, a dash of faith, a marvelous recipe for the way of life which brings results every time it's used. A way of life which could be common to all men if they chose to try it. It's not just the property of the Salvation Army, but these are the ingredients they have used since their inception to make them the amazing organization they have become. They offer them to all men free of charge. The next time you're faced with a problem, try mixing together a touch of common sense, a pinch of decency, a dash of faith, and I think you'll be happily surprised with the result. Now, Act Two of Every Day's the 4th of July.
Can they be here this early?
Probably. I don't know which one's more excited, Peppy or Sam.
We're not late.
Are we on time?
You wouldn't have been late for another half hour.
Oh, how nice you both look. Right.
I took Peppy over to our thrift store and told him the best ain't none too good for this boy.
Some tell them very special day.
Yeah, it certainly is. It's a nice-looking suit.
You look like a prosperous young American, Peppy.
Está bien. Examiner can see I have good job and not become public charge if I make right answers.
After all, my drilling? That's for sure.
You all so good to help. If I fail, disgrace, I never recover.
Peppy, you're not going to fail. Don't even say that. Now, even though it's still early, why don't you both go on? You don't want to be held up in traffic.
Yeah, you're right, Jane. We should be on our way.
Si, si, Capitan. The time arrived. I ready.
Hey, now, kiddo, you're not going to face a firing squad.
To me, same thing.
Pepe, just hold tightly to your faith in God, and all your fears will disappear.
And remember one important thing. Your friends are praying for you.
Thank you, Senora. I remember and repeat all the time in my mind. No fear. Now, I ready for examiner.
Fine. All the good luck in the world, Pepe.
All the good luck in the world here in your Estados Unidos. I pray Dios I am allowed to share. Oh, now the wait. How I live through suspense until final hearing and verdict.
It probably won't be very long before you'll be notified to appear at the federal courthouse. Until then, Pepe, you must try to forget about it and not worry.
Captain Reed said you did extremely well.
His oral examination was letter perfect.
But the writing, que lastima. The examiner told me to write on paper, the boy has a book and a pencil. I so nervous, I write.
The boy has a book of penicillin.
Why, Peppy, how did you even know that word?
One-time inscription from doctor for the virus.
Oh. Well, that was your only error, so I'm sure that won't be held against you.
You believe I pass all right and they accept?
Yes, Peppy, and you must believe that, too.
Oh, now I'm nervous when I think of next examining. Suppose then I fail.
No, that's mostly just a formality, just taking the oath.
Oh, high relief. If you tell me, I know this is true thing. Much relax. And now, we celebrate. This my day off. I invite you the honor of dinner with me.
Why, that's very nice of you, Peppy.
It is, but instead let us have the honor of your dining with us.
Gracias, Señor Capitan, but this my treatment to express many thank you. Now, I go to the market for a material to make the dinner of my country. I return pronto.
You return?
It's necessary to prepare in your kitchen. Oh. My room have no kitchen. It's all right?
Of course it is. This will be a big treat.
Okie doke. I return pronto.
If this food is typical of Spain, how could you ever have left?
It can do just as well in your country. First time I prepare since arrived. You like?
I've never tasted anything so delicious. We have Mexican food in restaurants, but this is entirely different.
Sí, mucho different.
Tell me again how you spell the name of this wonderful dish.
P-A-E-L-L-A. Paella.
I saw you put rice and a little tomato and olive oil in it and chopped onions, green peppers.
I found some pieces of spare ribs.
Sí, and lobster and camarones, a little round pink fish.
Shrimp.
Sí, and pimiento, green peas, and saffron.
Marvelous. And what's the name of this dessert?
Flan. F-L-A-N.
I watched you make it. Eggs and milk on caramelized sugar. You baked it, turned it upside down, and it's like a heavenly custard with caramel sauce.
Have more. Plenty more of everything.
Oh, I wish I could, but I'm stuffed.
Oh, so am I. Pepe, it was a bonita comida.
Gracias, Señor Capitan.
Why, Pepe, what's the matter?
I remember how many times I prepare for my Dolores and my familia.
Oh.
And how long before I can bring them here and see them again.
But, Pepe, we can help to bring your loved ones here.
Gracias, but necesario for more bigger job or not can support.
The Salvation Army can give them work.
Señor Capitan, always you have answer for problem. Make things possible without worry.
It very... pardon.
Always give mucho hope.
When you turn your problems over to God and ask His help, that's when miracles happen.
All you need is true faith.
And you have give... excuse, I beg many pardons.
Oh, Peppy, you've been under a long strain and lost so much sleep. You're starting to let down. Why don't you go home before you fall apart?
Oh, no, now I wash dishes.
No, Peppy, we'll take care of that. You take care of you. Come on now. On your feet, and I'll point you toward the door.
Muchas gracias. So many things I can never repay.
All the reward we ever want is to know we've helped someone.
That wonderful dinner was a special payment, too.
It gave me mucho pleasure. Best evening I spent since I arrived.
And the nicest we have had for a long time, too.
Sleep for a week if you want to. I'm sure Sam won't mind. Good night, Peppy.
Good night.
Buenas noches.
I wish we could have lots of new citizens like Peppy.
Don't you worry. We're getting them fast. Here, let me help clear up. There's certainly a lot of food left.
Well, he made so much. I'll put it in the refrigerator.
I don't know when I've tasted such entirely different and delicious food. If this were put on the market, anybody could make a fortune.
I think it's partly the saffron that gives it... David!
Here, don't drop that dish. That's my dinner tomorrow.
Oh, no, it's not. At least not all of it. You've given me the most wonderful idea. Mr. Taylor, Elston Taylor.
The one on our advisory committee?
Uh-huh.
Uh-oh. He's also head of a large frozen food company. Jane, what an idea.
There are all kinds of frozen foods and dinners on the market. Can you imagine what a sensation real Spanish food would be?
If Mr. Taylor could taste this paella.
He's going to, if he'll stop nibbling at it. First thing tomorrow, I'm taking him a sample. Oh, David, this could really solve all Pepe's problems.
So
I'm so exciting, I'm not able to think.
No, calm down, kiddo, and start all over again so I can make Edna tailor this.
The capitan, senora, take my paella and flan to senor Taylor. He eat and eat and eat and is crazy. He say, estupendo, and he send for me to talk, and he say, paella magnifico, also flan. He will freeze and put in many big markets to sell, and he say, I am to prepare them.
Well, what do you know about that? I'm sure glad for you.
It is a miracle. Oh, problem. Big problem. How I cook so much paella.
Listen, kiddo. Maybe I could...
Wait. It is the miracle. Now possible to bring my Dolores and my mother and father to this country, and we all cook for the freezing dinner. Oh, Dios is good to me.
Believe me, you deserve it, Pepe. And I was starting to say, if you need some extra cooks and you'd show me how to cook this here paella and stuff, maybe I could give you a hand.
You do this? You like to?
I sure would.
Qué bueno. I'll make you chief cook next to me.
Well, how about that?
Oh, I forgot to tell another thing this Senor Taylor say to me. He have many little restaurants. He say to me, why not little restaurant and I run with Spanish food? Magnifico.
I'll say magnifico. See the sort of thing that happens when you put your trust in the good Lord?
Oh, si, I have the proof. Now, if only I am admit to citizenship, everything
is... Oh, Pepe.
Well, come in, Captain.
Senor Capitan, I tell Sam the good luck, and we are so exciting, we run away in all directions.
Well, just calm down for a minute, Pepe. This just came for you.
Oh, gracias. Oh, it is from... Oh. Now all that is left to happen have arrived. Oh, the suspense. I am afraid to read. I am notified. Final hearing at federal courthouse. Oh.
Ah, Pepe, stop shaking. About all you have to do is take the oath of allegiance with a group of others like yourself.
You're sure not examining more?
Yes, I'm quite sure. You know, as a rule, it's not necessary for your witnesses to appear again at the final hearing, but nevertheless, Mrs. Reed and I would like to be there.
And so will I. I wouldn't miss it for anything.
Oh, this lucky person to have so many good amigos.
And we'll be rooting for you all the way. Say, I'd better start rehearsing you on that there oath of allegiance. Don't want to get that all fouled.
Oh, not necessary, Sam. I say it many times since I begin, prepare for citizenship. This time, when I say, with right hand lifted, the meaning will be everything in the world to me. Every day, the rest of my life, I go down on knees to thank the good Dios for allowing me to be citizen of the land where dreams come true. The land where every day is the 4th of July. I hereby declare on oath that I absolutely and entirely renounce and abjure all allegiance and fidelity to any foreign prince, potentate, state of sovereignty, of whom or which I have heretofore been a subject or citizen, that I will support and defend the Constitution and laws of the United States of America against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I will bear arms in behalf of the United States when required by law, that I will perform non-combatant service in the armed forces of the United States when required by law, that I will perform work of national importance under civilian direction when required by law, and that I take this obligation freely, without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion. So help me God.
That was the final act of Every Day's the 4th of July, starring Charles Dugdale as Pepe. Also heard were Olin Soule, Grace Lenard, and Charles Seal. Be sure to be with us again next week for another Heartbeat Theater story, a presentation of the Salvation Army. Heartbeat Theater is produced in Hollywood and is broadcast overseas by the Armed Forces Radio Service. Until next week, this is your host, C.P. McGregor, saying thanks for listening and have a happy week ahead.